Hi, alumni of Arizona State University. This is Steve Allen, class of 45. You know, it seems little more than a few days ago that, as a student, I used to tinker with the piano in West Hall. And then when I got thrown out of there, I used to go back to East Hall, where I was living at the time. Well, as you may know, East Hall is no more. In its place is a gaping hole where the handsome new five-story university library is going to be built. The new library is one sign of progress. Another symbol of progress is the Alumni Loyalty Fund, which brings you this recorded Sounds of the Campus. Perhaps the most exciting sounds of the campus were heard this fall in the magnificent new Gamage Auditorium, designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. The Great Hall was named for Dr. Grady Gamage, who did so much for ASU as president for 27 years. In the background is the Phoenix Symphony Orchestra playing the Saguaro Suite, written especially for the orchestra's inaugural concert in Gamage Auditorium and based upon Arizona State's alma mater. Another sound of the campus was carried throughout the nation on television as our brilliant College Bowl team won four consecutive contests.
If you saw the flare 1 second before you heard the pistol report, would you be more nearly a tenth of a mile away, three quarters of a mile away, or 1 mile away?
Arizona State, Golitz.
1/10 mile.
That's right. Sound travels approximately 1/5 of a mile per second.
Many students like these, who brought ASU to the attention of the entire nation, attend the university on scholarships made possible by private financial support, such as that you give to your alumni loyalty fund. And another sound of the campus this fall was heard all over the world as our co-ed, Vonda K. Van Dyke, was named Miss America in Atlantic City.
Ladies and gentlemen, meet the new Miss America of 1965.
The very lovely Vonda K. Van Dyke, and through the tears, the smiles. She's a senior at Arizona State University. She's 22 years old, and she's had special training in voice, piano. She wants to go back and complete her college education and become a teacher.
Other sounds of the campus familiar to alumni, young and old, the Sun Devil Marching Band and the ASU Fight Song. The excitement of a Sun Devil home basketball game. Elementary Spanish, taught by Dr. Irma Wilson. By the way, she retires this year after 42 years on the faculty.
Maybe abrumado. It depends a little bit on the person, doesn't it? If he's the sort of person that gets all mixed up and doesn't know where anything is, maybe that would apply to me. Wouldn't be a bit surprised.
Add these sounds of ASU to the traditional color of a Sun Devil Stadium football game. Perennial national rankings in football, track and baseball, and gold medal winners in the Olympics in Japan. And we alumni have had many reasons to be proud this year. Now, hear the man who has done much to bring about these triumphs, the president of Arizona State University, Dr. G. Homer Durham.
I would list a few things in addition to what Steve has mentioned, which, in my opinion, cause us to share this loyalty to ASU. For example, Mike Skolnick, graduate in economics in 1963, is now studying at Oxford University as a Rhodes Scholar this year. And our new College of Law, authorized in late 1964, plans to admit our first law students in the autumn semester of 1967. In a moment, you will hear the 50-voice concert choir, directed by Professor David Skular. Many students in this excellent choral group are attending college because of scholarships or loans which you have made possible through the Alumni Fund. Your support, which makes possible the margin of excellence of a great and growing university. Your Alumni Fund helps greatly in this effort.
Give what you can, won't you? $1,000 or $1 to the Alumni Loyalty Fund. Arizona State's 17,000 students, including these fine voices of the concert choir singing the alma mater, will thank you.